We're going to study Amir Tzashem, Pel Yoetz, the Maimer Da'aga. In this particular edition, it's on page 125, Ksiv. Da'aga Belev Ish Yaschena. The Pasuk in Mishlei tells us that Da'aga, worry in the heart of a man, Yaschena. What does it mean, Yaschena? Says the Pel Yoetz, Perish Rabosenu, Yuma, Dafayin Hei. Yasichenu midaito. He should put it out of his mind. These fears, these nervous, anxious tensions. Inami. Another interpretation the Gemara offers for the word yaschena. Yasichenu lacherim. He should talk it over with others. Seek out their empathy. They should have ears to listen to you. And the Pel Yoetz says Travayu Isnu. Both of these approaches are correct, and they should be applied sequentially. Betchila first, Yishtad Lasicha Midaito. Try as much as he can to put it out of his mind, to dedicate his mind to Machshavas Tahoros, to pure thoughts. Tainos Maspikos Siyesh Viyesh Kidei Litchos Hadoga. Find different arguments and logical reasons why he shouldn't be worried. But if he's not successful, then he should talk to others. He should talk to Talmidei Chachamim or Anshei Mada, to wise people, to Chachmei Mada, those who are well versed in knowledge. They'll be able to give him a good piece of advice and send him in the right direction. They'll speak to him in ways that would undermine his nervous anxieties. And they will be able to set his heart straight. And he says, Kvar Omar HaChacham, in a book called Mar Musar, He'ovar Ayin Ha'asid Adayin Da'aga Minayin. The past is already gone. The future doesn't exist. So why should you be worried? Now, Kum Shisei Yayin, in other words, you should be in a good mood. Shema Dover Kvar Ovar Mayo Ilu Bidoga. How does his worry, his anxiety help for something that's already in the past? Can he replace it and take a time machine and reverse the past? Lo Dailo Ros Rosh Eirolo. It's bad enough that he suffered in the past of some evil. El Shiyosef Ros Adaiga. And now he's going to add the evil of worry, of anxiety, V'chai Tzar Yichya. And he'll live the life of Tzar, of anxiety, of suffering and anguish. He says, Yasichenu midaito, v'imu dover shasid lios. And if something about the future, and that's what most of us worry about, the future, yesh takona yasa takona. If there are ways that he can improve the future, prepare for the future, then that's what he should do. But in low, if he doesn't have, if he doesn't have any takana, there's nothing he can do. Mayol bedaga. So what does he gain by worry? But rather yivtach b'shem Hashem, he should rely on God, v'yishoyin belokav, and he should fall back on his Creator. Zeklal gadol lahasir hadaga. This is most important in fighting against anxiety. To have a bitachon in Hashem. Again, these words are a lot easier said than done. Then he adds another point. He says, "Od klal acher sheyachshov v'yamin be'emunah shleima." He should believe with a full sense of faith. She'ein davar ra yorid min ha'olam. He should accept this philosophical ideology of truth that evil doesn't come down from Shemayim. Called Ma Diavad Rachmana L'Tavavid. It's the Sugyan Brachas Daf Samach, that whatever God does, it's all for the good. L'Tovas HaNefesh, L'Tovas HaGuf. So even though it appears to him to be evil, Elokim Chashova L'Tova, that's the way Yosef speaks to his brothers. U'lefamim Nigle Li'odom V'Omer Odcha Ki'ani Soni Vati Lishua. Sometimes, again, this may be rare, but a person acknowledges, he realizes, and he understands that the inisani, the inuyim that he suffered, were for Yeshua. Lefamim, however, nishar nistar, it remains concealed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzel yasro, he has to assume that God is bringing upon him anguish. Kidei latzila mimoves, because the alternative is a lot worse. ulahatzel nafshu miredes shachas, and to prevent him from having to go to the wrong place after he dies. Im kain, once again, da'agu minayin, why should he be full of anxiety? L'maze doma l'mishin eschayiv misol amalchus u'bechemles amelech olav nisratza b'seisolo k'tas makas al raglov u'bekachas mimenu k'tas prutos shevadi yikabal dina b'simcha v'yodav yishabeach l'melech. If a person was condemned to die and then the king had compassion on him and instead he punished him very lightly, how great would be his joy? And certainly he would express his gratitude and praises to the king who gave him clemency, let him get away with it, and saved his life. So too in the Nimshal, Omer Rabu Seinu, it says, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Shegove Chovaso Shal Adam Bitovaso. Even when God collects a certain debt that we owe him, it's Bitovaso, it's out of a sense of goodness and for the benefit of man. Nishprat Slochiso, maybe he'll lose something, you know, of value. Nishpach Yeno, Mesa Tarnagoslo, his animal will die. Vechadom, and all similar things. Miktsas HaNefesh Kechol, and Hashem will say that even though I took so little, it's as if I took a lot. And that's Govru Rachmei Akel. Those are the intense, profound elements in the compassion of God. Shegam Hashem Notel Mishalohu Notel. He's like a melech sheomer lebal chov shelo kol ha'om yodim shechov shadam chayv lemelech bilti afshor liyos batel. If someone owes a debt to the king, it cannot be nullified. Aval asezos efo kachli kis zeshel zehuvim v'shalem es nishoyach shata chayev li v'yatu banecha tichyu benosa. God says, you know what? You owe me a chov, here's the money and pay me back, and I will spare your children. Hayesh chech masok mizeh, could there be anything sweeter than that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when God collects the chov that we owe him, it's for the man's benefit. Shuno Saint Lo, he says God gives him something. Vino Saint Vechozer, Vino Saint. And man gives it back, and God again gives it to him, and back, Kaino Kam Pomu. This happens many times. Samokum Mali Chesrono, and Viserech Odef. Hashem Morish Umashir, Umaku Machatz Makoso Yirpo, Umemis Machayev, Ofen Shafilu Alamisa, and Lidlug Shein Hashem Memis Odom Bara, El Rosso, Tovoso, even death itself is bestowed upon man for his good. And we may not understand it, but we have to have faith. And Lifnei Hashem Yisparach Hogun Lifaneinu Lo Kolshkein Ein Lanu El Lomer Hashem HaTov Bienov Lenachas Ruach Lifnei Kisei HaKvodo Yase V'Olav Yekabel HaTov Beratzon U'Besim. We're going to take a look now at the Margolios HaShas on the pasuk that we started with here in Mishlei Da'aga B'Lev Ish Yasechenu l'achirim. Well, the Gemara in Yuma adds l'achirim. Yasechenu miloshen tefila. Ein sicha loshen tefila. Vayetze Yisrael glasu apesoda. So it means yasechenu l'achirim yispal biad achirim. We have a principle of hamispal biad chaveru hunena tefila, a special school in a prayer for someone else. And therefore, yasechenu l'achirim means that he should pray on behalf of achirim. The Lekech V'Alibuv, Rav Shor from Brooklyn, Shlita, Parshas Korach, Hine Daga Al Tzorchei Ha'odom, when a person is worried about filling his needs, Hu Be'emes Atzas HaYetzahara, really comes from the Yetzahara, Ki Ha'odom She'esh Lo Emunah B'Tochem Hashem Yisbar. If a man would only have the faith and rely on God, Yodea She'ein Mokom L'Dagas Mocher Klal, he recognizes and admits that there's no room for fear and for anxiety. Ki kol inyan daga, all these worries, shaych rak al dover shu biyad ha'odom lishanoso olasigo. The source and the root for worry would be because man has something that he could do, he could change his situation, he achieves something better. Aval eno shaych, shodom yidr al dover shein biyadul klal. Does it make any sense to worry about something and it's not within your control? Lachain, Mishu Bal Emunah BeEmes, if he's a true believer in God, Yodea Shein Makom LeDaga Klal, because he knows everything's in the hands of God. Nimtzeis Omer, Ki Shoresh HaDaga Shel Adam, Humi Pitui Nachash HaKadmoni. This is all goes back to the original sin, in which man deviates from the will of God, and therefore God is not going to give him a good life. He doesn't deserve rewards. He deserves the opposite. And then man worries. He worries. And Remel Zedorah Daigavalev Ish Bigmachia Nochosh. Interesting. If you calculate Daigavalev Ish, you get the same Gimachia as Nochosh. Tahainu, Shekolinian Daigabal Yede Nochosh Hamesis, Lidog Vlolahamin Bashem. So the hasata, the allurement of the Yetzer Hara, to tell you don't believe in God, don't rely on God, and that brings upon a person daigav al daigazu nemer yasichenu midaito ki eino tova. Get rid of these ideas and don't capitulate to the Yetzer Hara by believing that his pitui of maces, that you don't have to live up to the will of God, and God's not in control. So that undermining of emunah, that anti-emunah philosophy of the Nachash HaKadmoni, in which man can rebel against God. Okay, if you're going to rebel against God, realize that you are now exposing yourself, you're vulnerable to all sorts of terrible things, chas v'shalom, that can happen, because everything is b'yad Hashem. So if you don't follow in the Atzas HaNochash, if you're dedicated to your Amunah, your faith in God, if you rely on Hashem, there's no room for Daga, because it's already out of your hands. God's going to bring upon you whatever you deserve. There's another type of Gava, which is also in a Gematria. It says, Daga Belev Ish, if you calculate it, is the same as Mesis. So let me reverse a little, let go over that last gematria. He says, Daiga Belev Ish, Ola Mashiach. Let's see if we can make a quick calculation. Daga would be, 5 and 5 is 13. Lev, of course, is 32. Bil Lev, I think, is 34. I assume he's calculating the bays. And Ish is 311. So we have here 5 is 8. Let's see if we get this right. Is 5 is 358. Let's see if Mashiach... Let's see, Shin, of course, is 300. And then we have Mem and Yud is 50 plus 8 is 358. Okay, so Daga Belev Ish equals Mashiach. That's really interesting. So what does that mean, that Daga Belev Ish should equal Mashiach? What's the meaning of that? He says, Daga al his galus, Kvod Malchu Shamayim Bechola Olam, Ayidebias Mashiach Tzidkenu. What you can be anxious about is, when is Mashiach going to come? I have to wait for Mashiach, and every second I expect that he would come. That's my Daiga Belev Ish. And that's the Kvod Shamayim, Malchu Shamayim Bechola Olam. That Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu represents the ultimate glory revealed, the glory of Shamayim in the whole world. That's a positive gaiva. That's something that daiga. That's something a daiga that we want to generate. And for every person, al daiga zu nemar sheyesh lispal Hashem yisparach tomid al daigaso. Right, what we said in the Margolius Hashas, that daiga yasichenu sikha is miloshen tefila. We should always be mispalel, and that's the yasichenu lacherim. Again, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Lasodeh, and we should be mispalt all the time on this daiga, that we're worried, when is it that the Mashiach will come and there'll finally be a Gilui Kvod Shamayim? That's man's identification with God and the ultimate level. Hainu sichas utfila velo dai bameshu mispala Hashem Yisbarach al zeh atzorach lifal shacherim gankein yidagu dai gazu vispala Hashem Yisbarach yasichen al acherim. Acherim means he should see to it that others likewise will daven for the Mashiach, for the Gili Kvod Shamayim. And then he says, ha'odom sheyesh lo daigas mochar, if he's worried about what's going to bring, what tomorrow's going to bring, daiga avur hasogas varm gashmi, and he's worried about his financial capabilities, and what's going to be in the finance, will he succeed, will he have food to put in his mouth, in his family's mouth, is eno yochol lidog daiga hamitis avur malchus shvayim. There's only room in the heart for one daiga. You have a choice. Either you're going to daiga for Gashmius, or you're going to daiga for Kvod Malchus Shamayim, for the Mashiach. Misha doig avur Malchus Shamayim. If he decides to go on that path, and that his heart be full of anxiety, when is Mashiach going to come and there'll be Malchus Shamayim, he has complete amuna. Is then his heart is so to speak, is taken up by, occupied with that daiga of L'shem Shamayim, of Mashiach, of Malchus Shamayim, then ain lo mokom l'daigos gashmiim. There's no room in his heart, because the heart is already occupied with it. There's no room for daiga about finances and about his ability to succeed. Now, of course, the word daiga is made up of the first four letters of the, I mean, well, the four out of the first five letters of the Aleph Beis, leaving out, of course, the Beis. So you have Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, and He, and that's a remez that a person who has Daiga is missing. He's missing Beis, which is the Midah Bitochon. That's very famous. Now let's take a look for a moment at the Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah. In Shar Sheni Osei, he says Yesh al Aboteach Bashem Lahochil b'ma'of tzidkoso ki yiyach choshech sibas ha'ora. Now the language here of Rabbeinu Yonah is a bit terse, a bit heavy, so to speak. But we think what he means is that a person who's boteach b'Hashem can have a broad perspective, a view of a broad tzedek of justice of Hashem. In other words, it may be that in this particular area right now, the pressing, it's choshech, but that is the ultimate ultimately it's the cause of our of light. Quoting the pasuk in Micha, Al tesamchi oivaisi oivaisili ki nafalti kamti ki ashe b'choshech Hashem or li, ki eshe b'choshech Hashem or li. So it says in the pasuk here, ki nafalti kamti. And Chazal say in the Medrash, in Tilim, il mole nafalti lo kamti. A person has to fall in order to get up. Il mole yashavti b'choshech, it says ki eshe b'choshech, is lohoya or li. So we have to understand that in all of life we go through different periods, and even in a day we go through different periods. There's a period of choshech in which things are concealed. There's tensity, there's tension, there's anxiety, but it's going to be or. There's going to be or. There's going to be light. There's going to be calm. There's going to be calm at the end of the storm. Light at the end of the tunnel. And that's kinafalti kamti. That it means the Nefila is only a stepping stone that projects us to Kamti. Now, in terms of the Pachad Yitzchak of Rav Hutna, Rav Hutna used to comment when he read the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, Yeshal Avotech Lashem Lahochil Ma'of Tzidkosu Kiya Choshech Sibas Ha'ora Ki Misha Mamin Sheyia Tov Einzu midas habitochem b'shlemus. Person says it will be good. That's not the real perfect midah of relying on Hashem. Ki kol zman she'eino mamin. If he doesn't believe ki hachoshech yeh sivas ha'ora, Ein ze bitocha. Now you see, for Rabbi Yehuda, we have to go beyond that. Not just to say it's going to get good. No, it's now it's evil, but it's going to be good at the end. No. What's going on now is the choshech, but the choshech is going to be the cause that generates or. That's the level of bitocha we have to believe in. We have to achieve. Mashal ifnei rego yenira l'dovar achi garua oso dovar yia hasibo l'dvar machi tovim. That which in its time, in its moment, looks like the worst of the worst, the calamity of calamities, that itself will be a cause that will project us to the Dvar Machi Tovim, the best of the best. That's Midas HaBitochem, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. And since we're mentioning the Pachad Yitzchak, we should also mention the Pachad Yitzchak on Purim. And the Pasuk speaks about the Afsei Oretz, and what it basically means is that every event in the Megillah, if you isolate it, in and of itself, you don't see a pattern here. You don't see a Yeshua. It's only at the end of the Megillah, then retroactively, you begin to realize that what looked like Choshech was really Or, and that the entire, you know, the boat is being projected towards the shore. And sometimes the piece of the puzzle will only fit in at the end of the puzzle. And that's what the Midah Bitochen, the greatness here is that through the Yeshua, we'll be able to understand retroactively all those events that seem disjointed, that seem, some of which seem like evil. That's going to bring us to a clarity of awe. And of course, the Beis HaLevi is famous for saying that at the time of the ultimate Geula, will understand how the Golus itself is part of the process of Geula. That the R leads to Choshech. The R is the Goreim to Choshech. And the Pasuk in Micha, Ki Nafalti Kamti Ki Eishe B'Choshech Hashem R Li, means, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Il Moli Yashavti B'Choshech Lo Haya R Li. And this is the Amuna, this is the belief in Hashem, that the Choshech itself will be the cause of Or. And that's the ultimate Midah of Bitochon. Now let's take a look at Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in the Avos Yonasan, which is a commentary on the Torah in Parshas Achrimos, on the Pasuk that says, Vayomahu akim es sukas dovel anofolos. Now this is not the Pasuk in Chumash. This is the pasuk in the ninth chapter of Amos. It says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz Pirish Dehine B'chol Advarim Tzorch Lios Heder Kodim L'chol Nivra. Anything that's created, what came before the creation, is Heder, is absence. V'ha'ed, and the proof is Beitzas Tarnagolus, the egg that has within it an Ephroach, a little chick, and before the chick hatches, before it's born, who nitav venelach. If you look at it in its state and in the egg before it, it's very repulsive, very disgusting. Velo yatzliach lechol davar. You know, it's not. It has no life to it. Vechein kshaadam yoreish liofar bekever. When man dies and he's buried into the ground, he becomes the dust of the ground. But later, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. So too, with regard to the history of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzarech Lios Charev, it has to be destroyed. Kedei Shachach Yeh Binyan Adeyad, U'Kedushas O'Kedushas Olam. So we see in three parallel routes here, or ways, he brings a proof to this concept that the Heder comes before the Nivra, in the case of Beis Tarnagolas, in the case of the burial of man, in the case of the Beis HaMikdash itself. V'zeu nami ha'yigabi ma'isa breisus, so yabona olamos umachrivam. The Bereishis Rabba says that there was a destruction. God would create worlds and destroy them. So the destruction was the preliminary, so to speak, to project to the next stage of creating the world. And he quotes the Medrash that Ha'aretz Ha'isasov Avo Zech Churban Beis HaMikdash. Le'ikar Atam
Dilakach nechre beis hamigdash mei aheder kodem lahove. There had to be a churban habayis because heder, the absence, always comes before the next stage, which is hahove, meaning the creation of something real, something that exists. First is destruction, and then there's bringing it into existence. By Yom Ahu, let's get back to our pasuk in Amos. Akim es sukas dovid anafolos. It means mikodem lekhen. Right before that, he says that the sukas dovid anafolos comes before by Yom Ahu Akim. In other words, first is going to be a heder, and then it's going to be a binyan of kimei olam. And the word kimei olam, which is at the end of the pasuk here in Amos, we only read part of the pasuk. It says v'gadartis pirtseim v'asirosav v'arisosav akim uvnisiha kimei olam. What's the v'nisiha kimei olam? Kimei olam is a reference to the creation of the world, to Maisa Bracious. And therefore, b'nisiya kimei olam. Ki yom shenivir bo shamayim va'aretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bone olamos umachriva, machzir nosam l'tovavo, kidei shiyah heder kodem lahove. That there would be tovavo, and then God would create the world. And so too, in this pasuk, which is an allusion to the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be charva, and that's the sukkas dovid hanofales, but achshav v'mehera b'yameinu yibane binyan adead li'olam. So again, what we see in the process of Beis HaMikdash, as promised here by Amos, and this nevuah of Amos compares the hakama space amigdash of the sukkas dovid hanofales to the harisosav and then akim and benisia and the kimei olam to creation. Then in creation there was tov vavo, and then God creates the world. So to the base amigdash there'll be churban, but that only projects us towards yibane, towards the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, a binyan adeyat. So this is a great message of faith and belief in Hashem. We look at the moments of darkness and we're full of daiga, but yasichenu. Why? Because he has to realize that although now things may look tense and bleak, don't despair. And please appreciate that even that which is within the realm of Choshech will itself be Or. It's the Tov Avo that leads to creation. And it's the Heder that leads to the Havaya. It's the Churban in the Beis Hamikdash that leads to the Binyan. But that Binyan is going to be a Binyan Adead. And that's a great message of faith. So we may be going through moments of Heder, moments of Choshech, moments of Tov Vavo, but we have to understand that that's going to project us to the Binyan Adeyad of Kedushas O Kedushas Olamis. If we look at the Tiferes Shlomo, and that's one of the great Hasidic Rebbes, in Parshas Vayeshev, he says that Kasher Namo Lizbone Miat Al Chuke Anhogas Ha'olam Al Pi Hashem Yisparach Mitchilas Habriya Virata. Let's look at the way God is manning this world, his Hanhogas Olam. Look at the Chukim, at the so to speak, the rules and regulations from the time of creation until today. What we find is that Kol Inyani Olam Hazeh Lo Yuchu Lotzeis El Afoel Hagomur v'tachas hamiti zulas achrei aheder amuchlat.
Anything, we see this with our eyes, that anything in this world, in this material world that we live in, cannot come from potential to actual unless first there's heder muchlat, there's absolute zero. There's nothing there. Fishayuktam lahem ha'ayin. First, there's got to be ayin. Ex nihilo. Then, out of nihilo, there could be creation. Something could be created. And he quotes a chazal. Ha'heder kodim lahavaya. Ratzalomar. Kibuchinas ha'heder hu hechrech kodim levitzias havaya. The same idea that we saw in Rabbi Yonason Ivish is there must be head there before there could be avaya, absence or darkness before something positive is created, some reality, some existence, some or some light. V'hu asiba limitzias avaya. It means that the ayin, the head there, is the cause to generate existence, to generate reality. Now, it's not just that there was nothing there, you know, it's not just the absence, but rather the absence itself, the head there, is a positive force that will somehow be responsible to generate the existence. Shiyovo achaka. He says, take the example of zera. You put the zera, the seed, in the ground, and nothing is going to grow until after a period of rikavon, in which the seed becomes part of the offer. It disintegrates. And he says, at the beginning of the Bria, the R came mikoach hachoshech. The Pasuk says, v'ha'oretz ha'isaso vavo, v'choshech al pnei ha. And then it says, v'yomer l'kim yihi R. So the metzias of choshech, which came before R, is the Siba, it's the cause of R, it lays the groundwork for R. And so too, when it says Vayerev Vayvoker, it means there's Bechinas Erev, and before the Bechina of Boker, which is Geham, it's got to follow the Bechinas Erev. Yotzer R, Uvore Choshech, means Al Yidei Shebore Choshech, then Yotzer La'or. And Boker comes after Erev. The Gilui comes after the head there, the Nistar. And again, if we apply that beyond the confines of physical reality and creation to our emotional state, our challenges that we face, then the Geula on a personal level comes after the Golus, after the darkness, and after the head there. If we take a look for a moment at the old Moshe, who we saw earlier was quoting Rav Hutna from the Pachat Yitzchak, in this particular paragraph in Parshas Chayisor, he quotes the Maral, and according to the Maral, the midah of bitachon, of belief in Hashem and relying on Hashem, is kol habotech b'Hashem is emes lo yikra lo shum dover ra. It means that if he believes in Hashem, that Hashem is emes, and he has that genuine belief in Hashem, then nothing evil, no evil will befall him. Shum ason v'shum tzara. Mishum shekodesh brochi rachim olav. As a result of his midah bitochon, Hashem will have compassion with him. The avshein aroy lekach. Maybe in certain ways He's deficient, and he doesn't really deserve such a great reward that Hashem should have compassion on him and lo yikra lo shum davara. But nevertheless, imachen tielo midas bitochen amitis biyomek alev, if he has a genuine, absolute belief in Hashem from the depths of his heart, b'schus habitoch yatzliach li notzel mikol pega mikol machla, in the merit of his great attribute of relying on Hashem, he will succeed, and he will be saved from any kind of disease, any kind of pegara. And in the Zohar, it says, "Habotei Hashem b'emes ein kol bnei ha'olam yecholim lahaziklo." Wow, that's an amazing statement. That if a person has true belief in Hashem, then all the people in the world cannot do damage to him. Afilu imazol ra. Yashpila Hashem Yisbarach Min Olam Elyon Shuhu Me'al Masal. Even if, according to his, you know, astrological state, he should be suffering some evil, but Hashem will save him as a result of his midah of bitachon. And that's the language here. HaKadosh Baruch Yashpilo Min Olam HaElyon Shu Mi'al HaMazal, because the Olam HaElyon, the spiritual worlds, are above the Mazalos. And he quotes Maran HaGris, which I think is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I'm not sure, who says that Baal HaBitochon Yochel L'Chakos Li'od Shemash HaNemotech Yir is Kain Yir. That the level of Baal HaBitochon is such that if he has belief and faith that something is going to happen, it's going to happen. Now, he says that Emes V'yatziv, it's true, that Kol Yehudi Basheru Sham Yochel Atzeis Mikol Tzarosov Al Yidei Sheyivtap Hashem Be'emes. This is the amazing principle that we're formulating, that if a person, a Jew, who puts the reliance on Hashem on the top of his priorities, then he could actually, through this bitochen b'Hashem be'emes, this genuine reliance on Hashem, yochol letzeis mikol tzarosov, he could be spared all of his suffering. And he says, "Ein midas habitochen k'shur l'snaguso l'maisav shel avoteach b'Hashem." The midah bitochen is not necessarily connected to his general hanhaga. In other words, he could be a rasha, but he's boteach b'Hashem, and yotzei niskar mizeh. He's going to be duly rewarded because of his midah bitochen, even though he's a rasha. V'kach omru chazal, the Yalkut says in Tilim, Rabim machovim l'rosha v'avoteach Hashem chesed yisovenu, afilu rosha v'avoteach Hashem chesed yisovenu, shehavoteach Hashem koi adliel, sheaf ha-rosha, shemagilo onshim v'yisurim, im boteach Hashem chesed yisovenu. So this is a revolutionary principle, Yesod HaChidush, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Rabbi Machovim L'Rosha. So the subject of this Pasuk is the Rosha, and it says, U'boteach B'Hashem Chesed Yisovivenu. That nevertheless, despite the fact that he's a Rosha, but he's a Boteach B'Hashem, that itself is a paradox. But because of this, Midah B'Toch B'Hashem Chesed Yisovivenu. And that means that the Boteach B'Hashem is going back on the Rosha. So it says in the Pasuk, Machovim L'Rosha, and then it says, Avoteach B'Hashem, that's referring to Liel, to the Rosha. And even though he deserves Onshim and Yisurim because of his Rishus, he deserves all the punishments and the suffering, but nevertheless, if he is Boteach B'Hashem, Chesed Yisovivenu, God will bestow Chesed upon him. And that's what it means, that if a person has the midah bitachon, is, as we said in the name of the Maral, lo yikra lo shum dover ra. And that's the chesed yisovavenu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this promise from Hashem. But again, that's only for someone who has midas habitachon amitis miyom hakalev. So the zchus of the bitachon, of that tremendous complete and sincere reliance on Hashem, he will be matzliach, he will be saved and spared from pegaro and machlaro. So that's an amazing level of bitoch that we'd like to all aspire for and achieve. And the pasuk of Daiga Belev Ish Yasichenu L'Acherim means that if he doesn't have the midah bitachon, then maybe others can give him that midah bitachon. They could, they can inspire him and uplift him. Now, there's one of these contemporary form called Osa Pele, who speaks about our pasuk of Daigo Belev Ish Yasichenu, the pasuk in Mishlei that we began with, and this is a book that tells us some of the biographical stories about Rav Chaim Kanevsky Shlita, and he writes, Yasichenu l'achirim dahainu talmidei chachamim. Right, we saw already in our quote from the Pel Yoetz that the Gemara in Yuma interprets Yasichenu l'achirim dahainu talmidei chachamim. And he tells the story of Michtav Bahul, that means a letter that was written out of a tremendous anxiety. Nishlach me'amerik le'beisol shamaron agrach Kanevsky Shlita. So this letter was sent from the United States to Rav Kanevsky, Rav Chaim. B'michtav me'golel ha'kosif es dagas libo. And in this letter, the writer rolls out, so to speak, he presents all of his anxiety. And he starts by telling in this letter that there was a fatal car accident, and he, the writer, was involved in this accident. And as a result of this accident, which he claims was not his fault at all, somebody died, an older man. And even though I'm going to say it over in first person as if I'm reading the letter itself, even though that person's death is not hanging over my shoulders because I don't feel guilty at all. There was nothing I did wrong. I wasn't the gorim of his death. But nevertheless, he says, my nefesh, my soul finds no menucha, no calm. Balelos no dedes shnosi. I can't sleep at night. And during the day, by yom machshavosai nesunos rak lekach. All I can think of is the fact that I natalti nefesh shel yitzir kapov shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I was the one who drove into him. Again, not because of any fault of mine, but I was the one who killed him. Islam rocha adam zesha meis enu mi bnei bris, even though the person I killed is not Jewish, achaviv adam shenivra b'tzela, man is great because he was endowed with the image of God. Lachay nafshi v'sheilasi ma alai lasos ma atikun hamizbakesh leherig zeh. An amazing letter, very emotional letter, that the man writes. He can't live with his guilt, even though he knows he's not guilty. What can he do? He can't sleep at night, he can't function during the day, he can't concentrate. He knows that he was involved in taking the life of a Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalmo, a non-Jew who's created in the image of God. Now, Rav Chaim, who calculates every single day, every single minute of every day, and his Seder Yom, his schedule on the day, is very, very much crowded. And there's no possibility that he could answer in a what's called Be'arichus. And we know that Rav Chaim always answers with one or two words. So he writes B'Ktzara, and in this particular case, his response to this person is one word. Amalek. Now, this response of Reb Chaim that was written on a piece of paper was written on the Al Gabe Hasheila, and it got back to the person who wrote the letter. When he opened the letter and he saw Reb Chaim's tshuva, Amalek, Lo Hevina, he did not understand what Reb Chaim had in mind. However, he understood that Reb Chaim was saying something. He had a munis chachamim, baruch shebachar b'chachmas mishnasim. He knew, and he had a chazaka that there was something very important here in that response. He understood that the eyes of the Rebbe, meaning of the Rav, Reb Chaim Kanevsky, tzofos l'merchuk, they could see in a long distance down, far away from our perspective. And he knew that in this answer, he could find the redemption of his soul. He went back to his daily schedule. And the answer of Reb Chaim, even though he didn't understand it, Margias Nafsho HaMiusera, somehow had a calming effect on his nefesh. And after a certain period of time, he wanted to be Marchiv his Gvul. In other words, he wanted to purchase for his family that was getting larger and larger, a dira, a much larger dira, Litzorach Kach. He looked around, he worked hard, driving around, walking around the neighborhood or whatever it is, and he's looking at different apartments, and he tries to figure out where he'd want to live, and at the end of this long chipus of this search, he finds exactly what he wanted. He found a beautiful dira. It was large, it was meruvach, it was in a quiet neighborhood outside in the outskirts of the city. It was close to the Mostos Chinuch, close to the synagogues, the Bati Knesses. And he clinched the deal, Bechi Tov. He got the keys for the Dira into his hand. He goes into the Dira, and the Kone, Bikesh Lesalik Es Tchulas Habayis Shel Adayorim HaKodmim and Alas Lovis HaChafetz HaFotzov U'Leshochnam Bebeiso. So that when he got into the apartment, he was looking to take the furniture out and bring in his new furniture. He opens up one of the Mageros in the library, and Nidham, he was actually shocked to see the picture of the person that had died in that accident that he was involved in. And he understood immediately that this apartment was occupied by none other than this person that had died. And when he looked around, Pishpesh b'mismachim, uv'yeser atmunas nidham l'galski harug achein hoya mizera amolik. Wow, this is mind-boggling. He looks around at all the documents and the pictures, and he's able to clarify, yet I'm not exactly sure how that happened, that this person that was killed was Mizera Molek. And not only that, that this person played a role during the Holocaust as one of the Ozrim, as one of the helpers, the Gruim, one of the worst and lowest of the Oyvei Hashem, of the enemies of God, the Nazim. And now he began to understand for the first time that one word that was written by Reb Chaim on top of his letter, that this person that it was killed was an Amaleki. Below Asa Shalamila, not just an Amaleki, but a full-fledged, you know, Amaleki befall, so to speak. And that was the person that he had killed. That inadvertently, without his knowledge, he had been Mekayim the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, which is very relevant till for this coming Shabbos. Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll be reading the Parsha of Mechias HaMolek. But Rabosai, just to summarize what we've seen over here, in terms of Daiga Belev Ish Yasichen El Achirim, if we have the true faith and Bitochen Hashem, then we don't have to experience this Daiga. If we want to have any Daiga, as we saw in the Lekach Valibuv, we should have the Daiga Belev Ish of 358 of the Mashiach and worry about Kvod Shomayim. And if our hearts and minds will be preoccupied with that Daiga, then there's no room for Daiga for Parnos and all the other Daigas. And if a person can't sleep nights and he gets this beautiful Eitzah from a Rebbe, from a Rav, and that's part of what it says here, Yasichen al Achir, meaning Talmidei Chachamim, they'll be able to guide him and hopefully remove from him Daiga. And that's the ultimate goal. Today there's something called coaching. And this is what coaches have to do. The coach has to give the person the ability to overcome his anxieties and his fears. Of course, there are psychologists and psychiatrists. And there are Chachamim, even Talmidei Chachamim, who can play the role sometimes for counsel. And the rabbis, especially in the modern synagogues, they have to play this role. It's a holy role. It's a Dovah Shebekedusha. And to understand, as we saw in the Tver Shlomo, and before that in the Rabbi Yonasan Ivish, it's that it's the Heder and the Choshech that causes, that's the Goreim for the Havaya and the Or. And the Churban Beis HaMikdash is meant to project us towards the building of the Binyan Adayad. And as we saw in the Maral Miprag, if a person has this Midah Bitachon, then is lo yikra lo shum dovara, shum ason, shum tzora. Even a Rasha who casts this Midah Bitachon will be protected by Chasdei Hashem, by Rachmei Shemayim Yiratzon, that we should be zoche to this level of Bitachon. And it should undermine and neutralize any daiga. And then as a result, Yasichenu l'acherim, Yispal b'yad acherim, he'll be able to direct his prayers towards others, he'll be able to direct his prayers towards Mashiach, and we'll be zochem, Yitzh Hashem, to see the Kvod Shemayim Begilui at the time of Bias Goel, in the hair of Yaminu, Amen.